to hear this, sir. Good morning, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, you're going to the Arizona Board of Executive Committee this morning in reference to community supervision ramification. I'll introduce the board members and conduct your hearing now. To my left is Honorable Lee Jones. My name is David Neal, but your panel chair today. To my right is Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is Honorable Neal Rittenhouse, and on the far end is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Green from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. Okay, prior to hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified you'd like to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir?
An attorney, no, I didn't want.
Okay, well, you have the right to hire one at any of these hearings. Okay, so I think you didn't have one. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to swear to Mr. Brady at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and then phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask you whether it's true or false. Okay, here we go. All right, the allegation is that you're in violation of marijuana condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, all about February 2nd, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir.
I left the facility. I did not change my address, though.
Okay, sir, we'll move into phase two in a couple of minutes, and you'll have ample time to tell us exactly what went on, okay? All right, so based on the admissions of Mr. Mundy, I'm defined that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, who got the second again?
Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Okay.
The title was
at the same time.
So. It's a competition. All right, sir, as we move into phase two, the first thing we're going to do, Mr. Brady's going to give us some background information on you. So stay there on the phone. I'll be back to you in a couple minutes, okay?
All right.
Mr. Brady.
Mr. Mundy was released from DOC on October 25th, 2017. He was arrested on March 11th of 2018 by Tucson PD. He has no new charges. He has returned back to DOC on March 11th of 2018. He has a CSCD of June 13th of 2018 that reflects 37 abscondings. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2000, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years. 2009, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. His 3 terms with DOC, his CUIR scores of 2-10, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior charges of supervision, 2002, TIS release, completed 3 months. 2010, TIS release, absconded for 107 days, arrested for criminal trespass, revoked by the VOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 1997, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona juvenile probation. 1997, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, theft of vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1998, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile detention. 1998, assault, Arizona juvenile detention. 2004, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G6V7, and the status of his charges are none.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Wendy. I am going to go over a brief summary of your case supervision. I see that on October 25th, 2017, your residence was at TLC, and then on January 11th, 2018, your residence was changed to the Pima Reentry Center for Substance Abuse Treatment. And okay, I guess that's the 1275 West Star Pass address. So when you went to PRC, that's where you were scouted from, sir. Where did you go?
I left. I am on the streets because I didn't like the way that I was being treated at the place. So I figured it was time for me to leave that facility.
So why didn't you discuss it with your PO?
I don't know. I wasn't really in the mood, I assumed anything that I said he wouldn't care about anyways. So there was no point to even try to. Because I am a criminal and no one really can do anything that we would have to say, so there's no point for me to do the same thing to him. So,
okay, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, I did.
What were you doing?
Mr. Car Wash. Mr. Car Wash. And I was doing, I also had a job at a chrome cleaning place over on Grant and Kylie out.
Okay.
It is not in my file because I started before I was supposed to see my PO on the 10th, and I didn't have time to tell him. So he put me in the facility, and that terminated my job, and with it. So I got put in place for 130 UA.
Okay. Well, the program that we're talking about, let's see, when you were first released from the work and task, that assigned to Code Plum.
No. Nope. My code was in Navy. That's false.
Pardon me?
My code was Navy. It was not Plum. That's okay. False.
Well, we have to go on the information.
Yeah, it's
Plum
too. All of the stuff on my paper that I got was false. So, it doesn't matter what I say, you guys are going to believe what is on your paper. You guys cannot ever possibly make a mistake. So...
All right, sir. Yeah. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Oh, I know. No
questions. Okay, sir. We're at the end of your hearing and we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else you'd like to give the board before we make a decision.
The NSCA is not
going
to help, so I'm just
going to,
I'm good.
All right, thank you, sir. We're going to go to the discussion. We're going to just talk amongst ourselves. We ask that you stay on the phone but remain silent while we make a decision, and then I'll get back to you as soon as we're done, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Mundy, I don't know whether it was PO, was trying to work with him, they usually do, but he doesn't seem to care about the rules out there as far as with the PO and his release program. However, he will be released on about June 13th, 2018. So at this point in time, I don't see him as a good candidate for return community supervision, but I know there wasn't any discussion from my fellow board members. Good. Any questions? Okay. Based on our of discussions and information from Mr. Gray, the Department of Corrections, and all information, warrant number 2018-0513. I move the vote to Community Supervision of Mr. Mendez as in delinquent, violated term of conditional supervision, and then lapse or without lapse in the criminal ways of the Warren County.
Second.
Agree. All right, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 13, 2018, according to the paperwork of that. At that time, you don't have to worry about any of the rules of the probation officer or anything. You can go do your thing the way you want to, as long as you stay out of trouble and don't get arrested, you will be back in here.
You may be in prison, so I'm sure I can handle it out there.
All right, sir, well, this will give you a hearing then, and you can put the CR3 back on hold, please.
Yes, sir, I'm on the same.